Bank of Cardiff. This is Julian.
Julian, this is Larry Ballard at Hagers Auto.
Oh, hey, Larry. How are you?
Well, been swamped today. I started faxing them United Bank things, and I got one of them done. I've got the rest of them laying here. I've been pretty busy all day. So.
Not a problem. Yeah, I got the one that you sent. That's for your personal account, right?
Right, yeah, that's correct. I've got all of them here, but I'll have to wait till after I close, I guess, because they just keep coming in on me here. So.
Okay, not a problem. I noticed that the one that you sent, your current balance is negative. Is it still negative right now?
Shouldn't be, no. What I've got on that, Julian, I've had some trouble with that, but they've got the deal where if it comes up negative, well, they go ahead and take care of the check, and then after that, well, of course, if I do this, there won't be no negative to it because it'll be, you know, the only thing I'll be taking out is that payment, you know.
Okay, cool. Yeah, no, it's no problem at all. I was just going to mention that it might be better if we submit it without those statements if your current balance is negative, because you'll for sure get declined if your current balance is negative. So we can kind of be strategic about this. If we submit it without the negative balances, it'll help. But if your current balance is positive, we'll submit it with it. But I just don't want to shoot ourselves in the foot here. That's all.
Yeah. Okay. I'll check it and then let you know. There. You said there last night about sending that statement, that first statement I put on the computer back, and I just said that there's an attachment to it. I never have found the attachment. Where would it be? I've got it on the screen here, so.
It's going to be in the email. Let me pull up the email really quick and I'll show you. It's L Ballard, right? Your email?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. So you see in my email, do you see where it says, BBB accredited business, Better Business Bureau, the little, and then it says A+ right next to it. It's under the email, under my signature where it says Julian, commercial finance associate, has all the phone numbers.
Okay.
And then under that, see how it says working capital, apply here. That's where you clicked on. That's where you clicked on originally, right? And then you filled it all out.
Okay. I've got some people just come in. I'll have to. And then, I think I can find it there. I wasn't looking there for
under
what
that.
I,
and then the other thing is you have a balance with AFC, right?
Yeah.
Do you have that contract? Because we're going to need that too. Do you have that laying around?
Well, I've been doing that for a long time, June, so I'm not sure we'll do it or not, but they'll send me a copy of it, I'm sure of that. So.
Okay, yeah, if you can send a copy of it or something, because if we're going to get you like a payoff option, we have to know what the contract is. So otherwise, a payoff option might not be available. We'll actually need it either way, whether we get you a payoff option or a second position or a third position, we'll need it. We're still working on your file, but we will need it as soon as you have it.
I'll get it in the morning and fax it to you there.
Cool. So I know you've been busy. It's been crazy over here too. But yeah, if you want to get it to me, you know, the sooner we get it, the sooner we'll get some approvals for you. So keeping my fingers crossed here. It's going to be a tough file to approve just because you have three balances right now. Well, you have two working capital balances and the other one is a credit card, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Gotcha. It's going to be tough, but I'm optimistic here and we'll do our best to get you an approval.
Okay. That'll work.
Okay. Okay, Larry. Appreciate you.
See you later.
All right. Bye-bye.